Are we on? We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization order for Wednesday, August 5th, 2026, at 8:30 on the clock. The open meeting act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Hatsby, Thiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. At first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
Motion to approve.
Second by Dorn, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Please vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Please vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. This would be specifically on equalization. I'm almost surprised.
I want to make sure that we don't miss the opportunity to speak today. So if that's it, then we
will speak. If it's on board business, this will be the Board of Equalization for taxation, which I halfway assume people would be up yelling at us after the last equalization we've been through. But I assume if you're part of the group for the data centers, that would be public comment on the next meeting, which there'll just be a brief break in between. On that one, we won't have anything from the public for speaking on that item other than public comment where you can give us suggestions for future stuff.
So just to be clear, right now is our only time to speak?
No, we'll have another public comment on the next agenda, on the meeting that follows this immediately.
Today,
this morning, in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. No, we will make sure you are aware of that, so we aren't going to sneak one by you. Anything for equalization, public comment? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 81. We have that tax correction slip right here. This is a Turk case settlement.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Lytle. It will equate to a difference in $761.96 annually. Any discussion on this tax correction slip? Seeing none, please vote. Seven in favor. Motion carries. Ms. Milligan.
Yes.
Dorn and Lytle. Do you have anything for us today?
No, we went to a Turk meeting yesterday, but the taxpayer didn't show, but we were there for two of them. One was from 25, and then one was, another one also from 25. So 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock. Me and Amanda and Daryl were there.
I had a resident call when they came to, they didn't come to their hearing here, but when they talked to Derek, the wrong piece of property was being evaluated, and I told them to talk to Amanda to see if we could settle that pre-Turk. Amanda said that person needs to talk to your office. You'll work back and forth. You'll make a recommendation to the county attorney's office, and then if you can come up with a settlement ahead of time, they can avoid Turk. Is that correct?
Yeah, it sounds like a tax correction then on that part, right?
I believe so. They were looking at a shed and thought it was a house, and they taxed the garage that was unfinished, basically like the square footage of a house. I think it's
that would be a tax correction. So yeah, I'm sure we can take care of that one.
Okay, I'm going to tell him to call you guys directly then.
Yeah.
Believe that would either be, well, it must be Derek because he said it was obviously
right.
An error.
Yeah, it'd be Derek, but we'll communicate with that.
Anything else for us for equalization?
Not really. We're getting ready to send out valuations for the school districts at the end of the month. So we're working on the pipelines and railroads, and we'll have that going now. So we should have your values to you pretty shortly because the board will need their value too for the county. Will that be up?
I was asked about when we talked Central Assessed.
Mm-hmm.
They
I meant to ask you this last week, and I forgot to trick you. You said that some of the ground that the railroads sold back to landowners is not on the tax rolls. Have you looked
into that? That sold back to the landowners, yes.
It is all on there then?
Anybody that bought ground would be on the new, like, I think some people down in Wymore had bought some, like, a couple acres or whatever. Yes, that goes back on the tax roll.
Okay, but it is all on the
on that part, yeah. And now there's some, it's called reversionary, that automatically goes back. It gets kind of complicated. The railroads have been doing this for a long time. When they're, like, no longer running, then there's some, there was a rule or a law back in the day. There's some that's reversionary, which automatically goes back. But that's a long list of, that's been going on for quite a while. It's like a lot of them have been abandoned for a lot of...
Well, a lot of that is what the trail's on. Most of that ground down there has that wording in it. When the railroad abandons and leaves, it reverts back to the landowner.
Yeah.
But with the trail...
Yeah, and I remember there was a Turk case on that. So that's probably back when you were on the board quite a long time ago. So there would be a lot of that with those trails, yeah.
Maybe those are the parcels they are...
talking about, yeah. Because there was a lot of stuff going on with the trails back then. So...
I accidentally ripped a blind down yesterday, Patty, and I just got instructions that...
We don't pull the blinds down, they're electronic.
Yeah, well, Dave said he took full responsibility for that, and he said he forgot to give the instructions as appliance can be used by children aged 8 years and above.
I could have been killed, but no one worried.
Just saying, sorry.
Jurgens? Anybody else?
I think that might have just made my day.
I asked, are these electric?
Well, I wasn't here to tell you.
And there was no answer, so I assume they were not.
Ages 8 and up. Can we frame that somewhere?
We
highlighted it for him.
We will adjourn at 8:38.